global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
On Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. A move lower today for Tesla Motors, down 2.6% after the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said it is looking into a potential suspension issue on the Model S sedan. Stocks edge lower as investors evaluate the gauges run toward a record amid lingering concerns about the impact of lackluster global growth. S&P 500 index down 3, a drop of 0.2% to 2115. Dow Industrials down 19 points, a drop of 0.1%. NASDAQ down 0.3%. 10-year up 7/32 at yield 1.67%. Gold up 0.7%, up 9.30 the ounce to 1271. Crude down 1.5%, $50.45 for a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude. I'm Charlie Pelleton. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
The hedge fund industry, large hedge funds, small hedge funds, multi-strategy hedge funds, how do they all compete and how do they gain the attention of potential investors? Don Steinbrugge, managing partner, Agecroft Partners, joins us now. He's based in Richmond, Virginia, and you can follow him on Twitter at Don Steinbrugge. Don, thanks very much for being here.
It's great to be here.
All right, so tell me about Gaining the Edge. This was a conference that you recently spoke at, and you talked about the competition that exists in the hedge fund industry. But I got to think, there's always competition for every industry. What makes this time unique?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that would like to be a hedge fund because there's all sorts of stories of hedge funds with big houses in the Hamptons and flying around private debt jets and getting invited to, you know, parties that have movie stars at them. But the reality is it's a very, very competitive business. There's, I estimate, 15,000 hedge funds. And what makes things even worse is most of the money's going to the largest managers. 60% of managers have less than 100 million. Only 5% of assets are going to managers with less than 100 million. So 9,000 hedge funds are competing for 5% of flows. And to make matters worse, you know, if you're a professional hedge fund investor, you use a funnel approach to select hedge funds. You're contacted by thousands a year. You meet with 300 to 400 a year. You do follow-up meetings with 50, and you hire 2. So if you have any flaws in your product or how you present your process, you're just eliminated from competition.
What about the – we can certainly understand the enthusiasm and the desire, you know. So you get a little money under your belt, you start the hedge fund. But it's not just about desire. It's also about skill, experience. How does that shake out right now since there's been such a proliferation of hedge funds? And then the last couple of years, a lot of them aren't doing so well.
So out of the 15,000, I think only 10 to 15% are worth the value that they charge. You know, they typically charge 2 and 20, but a lot of them are now discounting fees. And in order to evaluate a hedge fund, what's important is don't just look at their performance. You know, most professional hedge fund investors use performance as a screen. And if you think about it, if you fall in the top 10% performing hedge funds, you're among the top 1,500. So professional hedge fund investors will also look at the organization. They'll look at depth and breadth of the investment team. You know, what is their bios? What's their work experience? They'll look at the investment process and try to identify what inefficiency in the market this hedge fund's going after, what their differential advantage is to capture that inefficiency. Risk controls are really important. Obviously, performance is important. Service providers, you know, who's auditing the fund? Who's their lawyer? All of those things are important. And to get hired, you got to rank well across each of those. If you have a weakness, you're just going to get eliminated from competition.
But if you're already in the business, then you kind of know all this, don't you? I mean, you know who the standard or the accepted legal advisor is, who the accountants are. What are some of the answers? Where do we go for answers if you're trying to evaluate where to invest your money using these vehicles, these funds?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of hedge funds that don't know how people evaluate them. But, you know, if you're evaluating a hedge fund, There's a lot of consultants that can help you. You really shouldn't allocate to a hedge fund unless you completely understand what their investment process is and what their edge is. And you should take those things I just told you and create a spreadsheet and make sure that you ask the questions and evaluate them on each of those metrics. And if you aren't able to do that, rely on someone who can help you pick hedge funds.
But is anybody worth the 2 percentage points? The hedge funds came in at the top of their cycle, right? And they charged really big fees. That means they have to really outperform for people to do more than break even. At this point in time, Don, do you think it would be incumbent on most of them to pare that down a bit, make them more affordable and therefore more in line with realistic expectations?
Well, first of all, I said I thought 10 to 15% of hedge funds added value above the fees they charge. If I look at the mutual fund industry, I think it's a lower percent. I think maybe 5% of mutual funds are actually worth the fees they charge. Now, hedge funds do charge a higher fee, which means they better generate higher return to generate higher net return of expenses. But, you know, there are certain strategies you just can't replicate with ETFs or index funds. So a hedge fund is a structure. It is not a strategy. Within the hedge fund industry, there are a lot of different strategies that add diversification to a portfolio. You know, one strategy that's in demand right now is direct lending. You know, you have all these banks that have stopped lending to small and mid-sized companies, so the yields you can get on direct loans are, you know, high single digits, which is well above marketable fixed income securities. You know, another strategy that's kind of interesting is CTAs or commodity trading advisors that focus on trends. Why are they interesting? Because when the market sells off, you know, go back to 2008, you know, if you're a pension fund and you had all your money in with various equity managers, both in the U.S., overseas, emerging market, you had bond managers. When the market sold off, correlations between all those managers went up and they lost a lot of money. So they're looking for strategies that will help diversify. CTAs do that. Matter of fact, their correlation, if they're trend following, tends to be move in the opposite direction. They tend to get negatively correlated if you have a long prolonged sell-off in the marketplace. Reinsurance is an interesting strategy, basically focusing on catastrophe. These are funds that basically are collecting premiums, and let's say they're collecting 14 to 16% premium, and they subtract out their payments. They're typically focusing on a 7 to 8% return.
Don Steinberger, thank you so very much for taking time out for us today. Managing partner at Agecroft Partners, saying you better choose carefully. Not all hedge funds are worth the fees. This is Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio.
Coming up, Bloomberg Law is brought to you by Deutsch Atkins PC. If you feel you've been unlawfully terminated, you owe it to yourself to call the law firm of Deutsch Atkins now for a free phone consultation. Call 800-498-0991.